Britons are prouder of their healthcare system than they are of the monarchy. But when the English National Health Service, NHS, turns 75 in July, the mood will not be celebratory. Hospital waiting lists in England spiral beyond 7M, forcing many to wait months or even years for treatment. Almost 300,000 adults are waiting for a social care assessment. A record 2.5 million Britons are out of work because they are sick. NHS staff are leaving the workforce in droves. On basic measures of health, Britain suffers by comparison with its rich world peers. Its people barely live any longer than they did a decade ago, and have some of the worst survival rates for diseases such as cancer. During the pandemic, the public clapped for the NHS. Now they are more likely to throw up their hands in frustration. When something is broken, the boldest reforms can often seem the most tempting. Some want to overhaul the NHS's funding model, switching from a system funded by taxation to one based on social insurance, as in France or Germany. Others maul the case for much wider use of means-tested charges. But Britons will not easily ditch what Nigel Lawson, a former chancellor, once called their national religion of health care funded by taxes and free at the point of use. And the country's recent record of revolutionary change does not inspire confidence. It is also unnecessary. The recipe for saving the NHS requires radicalism, but of a simpler sort, turning the NHS from what it has become, a sickness service, into what its name promises, a health service. That will mean spending more money. But to spend it productively requires a shift in focus, away from hospitals to the community, from treatment to prevention, from incentivizing inputs to encouraging better outcomes. Health already absorbs the biggest single chunk of government spending. Of every pound the state spends on public services, 38p goes on the NHS. But Britain spends less on healthcare than countries like France and Germany as a share of GDP. It especially skimps on capital spending. No OECD country invests less on a per-person basis. And the demands on the health service are only going to go up. In the next 25 years, the number of Britons aged 85 and older is set to double. The NHS is the largest single employer in Europe. The phenomenon of cost disease means that the pay of nurses and doctors needs to keep rising to compete with wages elsewhere in the labor market.